Welcome to another deep dive. You know, I love to go small sometimes. So today we're shrinking down to a microscopic level where tiny mineral inclusions hold some really big secrets about our planet.
That's right. Yeah.
So think of these inclusions as time capsules. Okay, they're trapped inside these larger minerals. They're offering us clues to the massive forces that have shaped the Earth, you know, over millions and millions of years.
And they're not just static remnants of the past either. I mean, these are dynamic systems, and they can actually help us understand how rocks and minerals deform under pressure.
So we're talking mineral rheology.
Exactly.
And I think this is key to figuring out things like how mountains rise, how volcanoes erupt, and, you know, how earthquakes happen, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's fundamental to our understanding of how the Earth works.
But lab experiments can only take us so far, right?
Right. They're limited by the simplified systems they have to use.
I mean, you can't fully capture the complexities of nature in a lab.
You can't recreate the immense pressures and temperatures found deep within the Earth.
So how do we get past those limitations?
Well, that's where mineral inclusions come in. They act as nature's own laboratory. You know, they're giving us this glimpse into how minerals actually behave under those incredible pressures and temperatures that we just can't replicate.
So these inclusions are like little natural experiments that have been running for millions of years.
Exactly.
They've already done the experiment for us.
What's fascinating is that the pressure inside these inclusions is different from the surrounding rock.
Huh.
So they're like pre-stressed systems, and this provides unique insights into how minerals respond to those stresses.
And how do scientists actually study these tiny inclusions? I mean, are we talking electron microscopes here?
Well, they use a variety of techniques, but one of the most powerful is Raman spectroscopy.
Okay.
So essentially, they shine a laser beam at the mineral, and the way the light scatters back reveals information about its structure and the stresses it's experiencing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So it's like this high-tech way of seeing the invisible forces at play within these minerals.
Precisely. And the paper we're looking at today focuses on three key minerals: garnet, zircon, and quartz.
Okay.
Garnet often acts as the host mineral with zircon and quartz, commonly found as inclusions within it.
Is there something special about these three minerals in particular?
Well, they each have different thermal expansion and compressibility properties. So what that means is they react differently to changes in temperature and pressure.
Oh.
So they each have their own personalities when it comes to dealing with heat and stress.
So these minerals are like a mismatched group of roommates all reacting differently to the same situation.
That's a great analogy. And because they react differently, it creates these interesting pressure variations inside the inclusions.
Okay.
For example, when you heat a garnet that contains zircon inclusions, it actually creates tension in the garnet because zircon expands less than garnet when heated.
So they're kind of pushing against each other as things heat up.
Exactly. What's really fascinating is that the researchers found that garnets actually deform more easily under tension than compression.
Huh.
That was a surprise.
So they're more flexible than we thought.
Yeah. It challenges our previous assumptions about how these minerals behave.
What about the quartz inclusions? How do they behave?
Well, quartz is the real wild card here. It undergoes a phase transition at high temperatures, and during that transition, the pressure inside the inclusion builds up so much that it can actually cause the surrounding garnet to crack.
Wow, that's dramatic.
It is.
It's like a tiny explosion is happening inside the rock.
It really is, and it highlights the incredible forces at play within these seemingly simple minerals. And these observations, as small as they might seem, have big implications for understanding large-scale geological processes.
So why should we care what's happening at this microscopic level? What does it tell us about the bigger picture?
Well, for one thing, it can help us interpret how mountain ranges form, the dynamics of subduction zones where tectonic plates collide, and even the history of rocks deep within the Earth.
Wow.
By understanding how these minerals behave under stress, we can unlock secrets about the forces that have shaped our planet over millions of years.
So these tiny inclusions are like windows into the vast and powerful processes that have created the world we know today.
Exactly.
So before the break, we were talking about how these tiny mineral inclusions can help us understand these massive forces that have shaped our planet.
Yeah, and those forces leave behind a fingerprint, you know, a sort of pressure record that scientists can actually read.
So it's like a geological history book, but it's written in the language of pressure.
That's a great way to put it. Scientists use a technique called elastic geobarometry to decode those pressure records.
Okay.
By analyzing the residual pressure inside these mineral inclusions, they can reconstruct the conditions under which rocks formed deep within the earth.
So it's like a pressure gauge that tells us how deep underground these rocks were born.
Exactly. But here's the catch. This new research shows that the way minerals deform over time, their porology, can actually affect those pressure estimates.
Ah, so it's not as simple as just reading a gauge. We need to consider how these minerals have been twisting and turning for millions of years.
Right. Imagine trying to read a pressure gauge that's been bent and warped over time. You need to understand how those distortions affect the reading. That's what these researchers are highlighting. The need to factor in the long-term deformation of minerals when interpreting those pressure records.
It sounds like we need some pretty sophisticated tools to study these subtle changes in minerals.
Well, there's one tool that's particularly exciting. The diamond anvil cell.
A diamond anvil cell? Sounds intense.
It is. It's a device that can generate incredibly high pressures, mimicking the conditions found deep within the earth.
Wow.
And get this, researchers can actually place mineral inclusions inside this cell and then heat them up.
So they're recreating the intense conditions of the Earth's interior in this tiny chamber.
Exactly. And by observing how the pressure inside the inclusion changes under these controlled conditions, they can gain a much deeper understanding of mineral rheology.
It's like a miniature Earth simulator right in the lab. What are some of the key questions that scientists are hoping to answer with these experiments?
Well, one area they're focusing on is the effect of different stress states.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how we talked about zircon inclusions creating tension in the garnet while quartz can actually cause it to crack?
Right. It's like they each have their own way of interacting with the garnet.
Exactly. By using both zircon and quartz inclusions in these experiments, scientists can compare how the garnet responds to both tension and compression.
So it's like a controlled experiment where they can isolate the effects of these different stresses.
Precisely. And that's crucial because it allows them to determine how the garnet would behave under the realistic conditions found in various geological environments.
They're not just studying these minerals in isolation, they're connecting it back to how they actually function in the real world.
Absolutely. Another fascinating area of research is the effect of crystal chemistry on a mineral's strength and how it deforms.
Remind me what crystal chemistry means again.
It refers to the chemical composition of a mineral. Garnet, for example, can have different amounts of iron, magnesium, calcium, and other elements. And those subtle differences in chemistry can actually influence how it responds to stress.
So even slight variations in the chemical makeup can have a big impact on the mineral's behavior.
That's right. And because garnets with different compositions are found in different geological settings, understanding how their chemistry influences their rheology can give us clues about the forces that shapes those environments.
It's like a chemical fingerprint that reveals the history of the rock. We're still talking about the minerals themselves, though, right? What about the environment that they're in? Does that play a role, too?
Of course, the chemical environment surrounding a mineral can significantly influence how it deforms. Factors like the presence of water, oxygen, and carbon dioxide can affect the movement of defects within the crystal structure, which in turn affects how easily the mineral deforms.
So it's not just about the mineral itself, it's about the company it keeps. It's like the mineral is responding to its surroundings.
Exactly. Researchers are finding, for example, that the presence of water can weaken a garnet, making it more susceptible to deformation. This has big implications for understanding subduction zones, where water plays a key role in the movement of tectonic plates.
It's incredible how these seemingly simple minerals are actually so sensitive to their environment. We've been focusing on the garnet itself, but what about those inclusions? Don't they play a role beyond just being pressure gauges?
You bet. The shape and orientation of those inclusions within the host mineral can actually influence how the host deforms.
Interesting. So it's not just what they're made of, but how they're arranged within the garnet. How does that work?
Think of it this way. If an inclusion has sharp corners or edges, it can create stress concentrations in the surrounding garnet, making it more likely to deform or even crack in those areas.
So like a weak point in the mineral structure.
Precisely. And the crystallographic orientation, meaning the way the inclusion is aligned within the garnet's crystal structure, can also play a role. Garnets have specific slip systems, which are basically planes within the crystal structure, where deformation is more likely to occur.
So the inclusion is kind of guiding where the garnet is most likely to bend or break.
That's a great way to visualize it. By studying how these factors influence the garnet's deformation, scientists are gaining a much more nuanced understanding of this complex interplay of forces at play within these rocks.
Okay, I have to ask, why all this focus on garnet? It's just one mineral, right?
It might seem like just one mineral, but garnet is actually a major player in the Earth's lower crust, you know, the layer of rock beneath the continents. It plays a critical role in the dynamics of tectonic plates and the formation of mountain ranges.
So by understanding how garnet behaves, we can get a better grasp on these massive geological processes that shape our planet.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really exciting. By systematically studying garnet's rheology using these inclusion systems, scientists are developing new models and equations that describe how it flows and deforms under various conditions.
So they're creating a sort of rule book for how garnet behaves under pressure.
That's a great analogy. These rule books, or flow laws they're called, can then be used to interpret geological observations and make predictions about how rocks will behave in different environments.
It's amazing how studying these tiny inclusions can help us understand both the past and the future of our planet. But I'm guessing there's even more to this story.
There is. These studies on single crystals of garnet, like those with inclusions, are also being compared to studies on polycrystalline garnet.
Polycrystalline garnet, what's that?
It's basically a rock made up of many tiny garnet crystals all packed together.
Okay.
And by comparing these two types of studies, scientists are trying to understand the role of grain boundaries, which are the interfaces between those individual crystals.
So they're comparing the behavior of individual garnet crystals to how they behave in a group. What's the significance of that?
Well, there's a lot of debate about how those grain boundaries influence the overall strength and deformation of rocks. By comparing these two approaches, they can get a better handle on how those microscopic interactions scale up to affect the bigger picture.
It's all about connecting those tiny details to the grand processes that shape our world. This has been an amazing journey into the hidden world of mineral inclusions.
It really has, and it highlights the incredible power of scientific inquiry to unravel the mysteries of our planet, even at the smallest scales.
This research on inclusions is really helping us to understand not just the past of our planet, but also, you know, the future. And I think that's incredibly exciting.
I agree. This is an area of research that has the potential to revolutionize our understanding of how the Earth works.
Well, on that note, I want to thank you for joining me on this deep dive and for sharing your expertise with our listeners.
It's been my pleasure.
And to our listeners out there, we hope you enjoyed the journey as much as we have. It's a reminder that the world is full of wonders, even at the microscopic level. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and never stop learning. Until next time, happy deep diving. We're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into the world of mineral inclusions. It's incredible how these tiny features are revealing so much about the powerful forces shaping our planet.
I know, right? It really underscores how everything in the natural world is connected. You go from the tiniest atom to the largest mountain range, and it's all linked together.
It's amazing. Before we wrap up, can you tell me a little bit more about the broader implications of this research? What does it all mean for our understanding of Earth's evolution as a whole?
Well, one of the most exciting things is that this research isn't just applicable to Earth.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, the principles that we're learning about mineral rheology, you know, the behavior of materials under pressure, they can actually be applied to other planets and celestial bodies as well.
So we're talking about the possibility of using this knowledge to understand other worlds out there.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. Many of the processes that have shaped our Earth, like volcanic eruptions, plate tectonics, mountain building, all those things, they've happened on other planets too.
Yeah, that's true.
And if those processes have left behind these similar pressure records in the rocks, we could potentially decode them using the same techniques we're developing here.
So it's almost like we have this universal language that would allow us to read the history of planets across the solar system.
That's a great way to put it.
And maybe even beyond.
Exactly, yeah.
That's mind-blowing. It really expands the scope of this research beyond what I initially imagined.
It does, and it highlights the importance of fundamental research. Sometimes these seemingly esoteric discoveries can lead to these really profound breakthroughs in our understanding of the universe.
It's a great reminder that science is a journey of exploration, and sometimes those fascinating destinations are the ones we least expect.
I couldn't agree more. And you know, this journey into the world of mineral inclusions, it's far from over. There are so many questions left to be answered and so much more to discover.
So where do we go from here? What are some of the next steps in this field?
Well, one exciting frontier is developing even more sophisticated experimental techniques. You're like, pushing the limits of what we can do with that diamond anvil cell. Imagine being able to recreate the conditions at the Earth's core, but in a lab.
Wow, that's incredible. What kind of insights could we get from something like that?
We could study how materials behave under the most extreme pressures and temperatures imaginable. That could revolutionize our understanding of planetary formation and evolution. We could even learn about the potential for life on other worlds.
By studying minerals.
By studying the minerals that might exist in their deep interiors, yeah.
It's amazing to think that these tiny mineral inclusions are not only revealing secrets about our planet's past, but they're also opening these windows into the future of planetary science as a whole.
Yeah, it's a real testament to the power of scientific curiosity and the ingenuity of researchers who are constantly pushing the boundaries of what we know.
It sounds like you're pretty excited about the future of this research.
I am. I really am. There's so much potential here.
Well, I think it's safe to say we've both learned a lot on this deep dive into the world of mineral inclusions.
It's been a pleasure sharing these insights.
And to our listeners, we hope you've enjoyed the journey as much as we have. It's a good reminder that the world is full of wonders, even at the microscopic level. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and never stop learning. Until next time, happy deep diving.